Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blessing, and thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're celebrating the 15th anniversary of Ray Keating's membership in our Brain Trust, his constant, abiding, irreplaceable support of all the things that we do. Ray Keating, happy anniversary, baby.
Wow, thanks. I appreciate that.
How about that? 15 years, huh?
15 years. I do anything for 15 years, I'm like, I'm stunned by this.
I know, and you know what your gift is, what the 15-year-old... The 15-year anniversary gift is, right?
I'm afraid to ask, but go ahead.
It's an email.
It's an email?
Yeah. That's exciting, isn't it, huh?
I hope I don't blow by it.
Hey Ray, who loves you? Huh? Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, chief economist at the for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. The very first organization that I told you about that supports small businesses, and way back in 97 with the president, Karen Kerrigan. And so, Ray, thanks again for hanging out with us. Folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check that out. And also, ageofthecustomer.com. That's the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Ray, let's talk about the weather. You know, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it, right? That's the old story, right? So GDP in the first quarter was 0.1. Was it 0.1 or 0.01? I've forgotten. It was so close to half of a recession indicator, it was scary, wasn't it?
Yeah, 0.1% real growth. And actually, a lot of people are talking about once the revisions come through that you could see it slip into negative territory.
Yeah.
But what's, you know, the interesting, there's a whole list of things here that we need to wrestle with, but one is we've heard so much about blaming on the weather. You know, suddenly economists have taken in great interest and various talking heads in the weather. And this just, I have to say, makes me laugh. I mean, when I think about it, it's like the old Soviet
Union. Like we've never had winter before, right?
Yeah, like we never had winter before.
People didn't have coats. So nobody has snow tires or heaters anything like that.
Canada apparently hasn't grown well ever.
Right.
They have cold weather. But this reminds me of the Soviet Union days when they used to blame, you know, year after year, decade after decade of poor agricultural production, they would blame it on the weather, you know. So this is what we've fallen back into. But when you look at the actual numbers, lo and behold, you know, consumers did actually spend. Consumer spending was pretty strong relative to where it's been at least over the last few years. So, you know, then you start saying, well, I thought it was the weather. I thought people couldn't get out and, you know, go to the stores and things like that. But it turns out that consumers did, you know, contributed their fair share, if you will. But when you look at the numbers, it's actually, we saw a big drop in private domestic investment, and we saw a big drop in exports. So that's not weather-related. That's trouble for the broader economy and the international economy. So it's not what we've been given.
Ray, it also fits this other narrative that the administration is pushing hard now, and that's the climate change narrative. It fits that narrative. It fits it perfectly dovetails with that too, right? I mean, they take a swing and they hit two balls at once.
That's right. So now I guess we can blame the President George W. Bush, who left office a long time ago, and the weather and climate change, so we've got it covered. It has nothing to do with tax increases, increased regulatory costs, Obamacare, lack of leadership on the trade front, monetary policy run amok.
Pounding the table for minimum wage increases, pounding the table for changes to overtime rules.
Right.
Things like that. Doesn't have anything to do with that, right?
Increased EPA regulation. None of those things have any kind of effect. Absolutely.
Right.
By the way,
don't forget policies that I believe have definitely contributed to $3.50 to $4 a gallon gas.
Absolutely. All of these things.
Nobody's talking much about this gas thing, Ray. But there's no question, you know, if President Obama is so worried about the poor people, which you know, if he's so concerned about inequality and all that sort of thing, why doesn't he do something to which he could do? He could just hint that he's going to approve the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, and oil prices would go down.
When you talk about energy policy, the Keystone Pipeline, you look at the fracking on LNG exports.
Yeah.
It's clear that this administration hasn't just been waging a war on coal, which we've heard a lot about.
Yeah.
It's been waging a war on any kind of carbon-based
business.
Energy,
but also business.
Oh, absolutely.
This is an anti-business administration. Folks, I just have to call it like it is. This is an anti-business administration.
Well, there's no way you get when you look at the policies and the rhetoric, that's clearly the case. And again, you go down the list. Energy certainly has been very high in terms of their target list. But it's been, it's unfortunate. And at the same time, you know, we have National Small Business Week next week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody on both sides of the aisle talk glowingly about small business. And that's great and wonderful. And I'm glad to hear that. But we've got to line up the policies, you know, with the rhetoric. And that's not going on right now.
No, it's not. Because, I mean, well, nothing's getting done. And if I'll tell you something, 88%, a new survey that I reported on this week, 88% of small businesses, their number one concern is uncertainty about the economy and about policies coming out of Washington.
And that shouldn't surprise us. You know,
88%.
Yep.
Ray, hold on to that thought.
Give
us that website again, please.
SBECouncil.org.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. He and I will be right back after these messages. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.